Hello?
Hi, is Mosin?
This is Mose.
Hey, Mose, this is Sam over at Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, not bad.
Hey, good. Hey, did you get
Go
a
ahead.
chance to fax in the signed application?
I faxed it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Doesn't look like they transferred it over to me. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we were waiting on the faxed or on the signed application to be able to move forward on the process. I did have just a couple quick questions for you. Can you give me just a little description of what the business does over there?
I build polywood furniture, like
okay.
a patio furniture, outdoor furniture.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then do you build and sell the furniture?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Yep. And is the business, is it home based? Do you do it
yep.
out of your home? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been doing it?
6 years.
6 years. Okay. And the name of the business is Pine Lane Poly. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, one of the questions that my underwriters actually gave to me, they were looking for, I guess, just a description of the business and if there is any, online presence, just something to see, like maybe like an advertisement or something to show, the actual existence of the business. Do you have anything like that?
I do not have a website of any kind unless you would go to the guy I work for. He would have a website where you could see it, but it would be under another name.
Oh, okay. What is that website? Just so maybe I can do a little research so I can give them a full explanation.
It's East Coast Chair and Barstool. What their website address or number is, I don't know, but I could get it for you.
I think I can find it on just East Coast Chair and Barstool. Now, that is... How exactly do you fit in with that? You work for him, or are you guys kind of just both, like, independent, or...?
He has his business, I have mine. He does a lot of restaurants, chairs and tables and stuff like that, and then he does the polywood furniture. He has that in with it. So he's real big into business, but he buys a lot from me. Actually, I do all his polywood, but I have a couple other customers I work for.
Oh, I see. Okay. I tell you what, does he have, any contact information that I could use just as perhaps a reference? That might work as far as, just explaining.
You a number.
Sure. What's a good number?
His number is 724.
Okay.
822.
Okay.
2546.
2546. Okay. I think that might be able to work. At least
okay.
give my underwriters kind of an explanation, a little more insight on it. They were just asking me a couple questions, and I wasn't too sure, so I wanted to get the info from you.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any idea a total amount that you were looking for?
40, 50 would be good. I would take more if I can get it, but whatever I can get.
Okay.
Anything will help, so.
Okay, I see. All right. And I kind of want to apologize to you. I know you probably spoke to my associate, Nick, a little while back. So I apologize if I'm asking some of the same information. Nick actually, he actually moved recently and isn't working with us anymore. So I'm kind of, taking over his files. So I apologize if there's a little crossover here, but we're gonna get it all straightened out for you. And actually, can I give you my direct phone number? So if you need to call me, you can reach me. Let me know when you're ready. Okay, my name is Sam, and you can reach me at 858-779-0425.
0425, okay.
All right, and like I said, the fax actually wasn't delivered to me yet. It may have been... kind of sent to the wrong desk just because Nick's files have been kind of scattered, excuse me. But I will go ahead and kind of, you know, search that out this morning and get everything kind of back on track for you. I have the explanation that I need. I'll go ahead, I'll look up the East Coast Chair in Barstool. And I'm sorry, what is the name of your kind of your business associate?
Dave.
Dave, okay.
Dave is his name, yeah. Okay. I can give you want the office number too? That's his cell number, but I can give you the office number too, which might be
better. Yeah, you know,
for
if you have the office number, that would be good.
The office number is 800.
Okay.
986.
Okay.
5352.
5352. Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, that is pretty much all the information that I need right now. I should be able to get everything kind of packaged together this morning, and I will hope to get some sort of response by this afternoon. It'll either come this afternoon or tomorrow morning. You know, if I do hear something, is it best to call this number or and leave a message, or what's the best kind of way to get you some information?
The best way to get a hold of me is just call this number and leave a message, and I'll call you back.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any idea as far as, you know, how often you check for messages?
I'm usually up here once or twice a day.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Well, in that case, you know, if I hear something by today, I'll give you a call later in the afternoon. If I don't, you'll have something from me probably, you know, tomorrow morning.
Okay. Okay. In the meantime, I'll call the guy that faxed that paper for me and make sure that he faxed it. If he didn't fax it, I'll tell him to make sure he faxes it this morning.
Yes, and if he does fax it again, just have him put "Attention Sam" on it.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mose, and I will talk to you soon.
Yep. Thank you.
All right.